Hi, I'm Claudia, and you're listening to the Brain and Brand Show, where you'll hear science and inspiration from guests like neuroscientist Dr. Tara Swart.
Can you remember your first phone number? How about the first day of a new school? Does the smell, the chairs, the bell, do all of these ring loud in your memory? How about the first time you performed a sexual act? Your new home, new car, new partner, new anything. All of these alter your brain. In this episode, I'll be sharing with you how designing fresh starts into your life can position your brain, position you for more success. Welcome to the Brain and Brand Show. I'm Timothy Maurice. For those listening for the first time, I'm a behavioral psychology author, and in this podcast, we're on a mission. I'm on a mission to simplify neuroscience and behavioral psychology so you can apply the latest insights to your personal life, career, and strategic storytelling and brand exercises. I hope you listen to each episode and come away with a better idea on how to take your individual, customer, and client relationships to new levels.
Hey Tim, so my memories about when I first moved to Cape Town was wow. As we all know, Cape Town is one of the most beautiful cities in the world, and I just remembered like seeing colors more brightly and just never ever taking for granted seeing the ocean. Now, 12 years later, I've been living in Cape Town, and of course that has changed a little bit in the sense that it's not that I take it for granted, I'm just more used to it. And the beauty of making this move is actually what stays in my memory.
That was my friend Karina Bugnon, a career performance life coach, on what happened when she first made her move to live next to the sea. Let's get the neuroscience of the fresh start out of the way and then discuss ways to activate this behavioral science principle into your life. When I first made the big move from New York to begin traveling the world and deciding to base myself in Johannesburg, I can remember stepping off the plane smelling the grass. In fact, the first few people I met, I remember their names like it was yesterday. The funny thing is, a few weeks back, I landed back in South Africa after traveling to Dubai, and I bumped into a guy I hadn't seen for 8 years, and his name popped up, and I said, "Hi, Katang." We both were shocked and surprised. The same thing happened a few days ago. I worked on a project with Anglo-American approximately 7 years ago, and I saw a colleague who worked on the same project. And she asked if I remember her name, and I said, "Lorette, of course." Again, we both were surprised. You see, when I met Katang and Lorette the first time, my brain was in a highly malleable state. The fresh start outside New York, where the world was new, opened my brain up to absorb and internalize new information at a higher rate. A child's brain is highly malleable as well from birth to approximately 7 years old, which is why they can learn multiple languages so easily. Once we're in our 20s, 30s, 50s, 60s, it becomes more of a challenge to learn new anything. Ask yourself, have you tried to learn a new language recently? How hard was it? And this is precisely why I'm sharing this episode. A fresh start can position your brain to be like a baby's, with additional capacity to absorb and learn. An element of this is called neuroplasticity. But instead of focusing on the science jargon and the big word of neuro what, just know that plasticity means your brain can rewire and change itself more when you're in a heightened state of awareness. Also, when you're in this state, there's more adrenaline, more mood-boosting chemicals and hormones, and that's why you feel more motivated, alert, engaged, and inspired. This is also precisely the reason New Year's resolutions are so popular. New year, new goals. However, they often get disregarded and thrown to the wayside because the newness feeling wears off. And this is where designing the fresh start effect comes into your life. In my work, there are two levels of this effect. You'll find others that frame it differently, but this is just my framing. I want to simplify it for you. Firstly, you have the fresh system effect. And secondly, there are fresh structural effects. Systems, structures. Let me break it down. Let's discuss the system ones. As a runner, I often choose new routes to keep my running feeling fresh. Choosing new routines in the morning, new restaurants, new podcasts, new goals, entertaining new ideas and pursuing them. These are all fairly easy to execute. Then there's fresh structures. I've recently moved into a new home in a new neighborhood. I feel so hyped and energized. This is a structural effect. These aren't as easy. You know, you've got cost, you've got a lot of stuff to consider. Changing jobs, changing friends, countries, changing partners, all of these can radically alter your life, but aren't easy to execute on a daily basis. So what I wanted to do in this episode, because I know how sharp and intelligent my listeners are, I want to focus on designing fresh systems in your life. So here are my top three system changes you can design into your life right away. Number one, design and edit new perspective. Here's how you do it. Put all the details you're facing, the circumstances you're up against, and then begin looking at them with a fresh lens. For example, let's say you're stuck in a job you hate. You can edit how you feel by saying, "This job offers me the stability to pursue my hobbies, enables me to give back, allows me the flexibility to look for a dream opportunity." As you begin editing to shift perspective, you'll begin to feel the fresh start effect. Number two, engage new networks. I recently joined a new running club, and oh my word, it was like a profound cultural shift. Plugging into new online or in-person communities can change you in ways that trigger newness in you that you didn't even know you had. Consider putting into your diary regular network audits. This will ensure you don't leave it to chance. And then lastly, align goals to purpose. The fresh start effect is so powerful. When you attach losing weight to something purposeful, like having more energy to ensure you are there for your child, then the process of losing weight feels different than if just it's for vanity reasons. Don't get me wrong, looking good on the gram can also be motivating. But when you start to look in the eye of your child, into your child's soul, there's something radically different. There's something different that happens on the inside. The bond between the goal and the purpose can supersede the effort when this happens. But a key is knowing where you are and being clear about where you are, and then write down where you want to go and why. Another example is, you can change and shift boundaries of how you allow people access to you by saying, "I will log off my phone, out of social media, for mental health, for the purposes of having more creative capacity." And this boundary shift will help you absorb the people who ask you why and challenge you. And believe me, this boundary shift will help you absorb negative people who are challenging you and asking you why you're shutting down like this. One of the reasons why so many people don't stick to fresh starts is precisely because of social pressure. So you're going to need purpose to help you stay the course. These system changes will result in a new you. And if you can make structural changes, then by all means do so. Moving to a new country is damn near like getting a PhD in life. It changes that much. I'm a witness. But if that's not on the cards for you right now, start with the small systems. Thanks so much for listening, and please do take a moment and rate the show. And you can email me, podcast@timothymaurice.com. Any thoughts, any feedback, I would welcome it. Until next time. And oh, if you share these episodes with two or three friends, you'll attract good karma. That may not be neuroscience, but that's my science.